Hi, it's Melissa Livingstone calling.
Hi, Melissa. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Going to be featuring your new tune, That Ship Has Sailed.
Amazing.
Yeah, great new tune from you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's start this off. I love hearing the story behind the song. So where did it come from?
So I actually wrote this song way back in 2017, mm-hmm. and I had just been to Nashville for my actual very first time, and I met this guy on my second night that I was there, mm-hmm. and we hit it off like right away, and we hung out for the rest of the time that I was in Nashville, and he kind of like made me all these promises that he wanted to like get his passport and come to Canada, and that we would stay in touch, and that he wanted to introduce me to his family next time I was back in the States. And then the day after I got home, he completely ghosted me and completely just like stopped talking to me.
Oh no.
So I was like, okay, I don't really understand this, but whatever. And then 3 or 4 months later, he messaged me and was like, I'm really sorry for how I treated you. I'd really like to make this work. Can you talk on the phone? And I was like, buddy, that ship has sailed. Like, no, thank you. I'm not treated like this. And that is where the song came from.
Wow. Talk about true to life.
Oh, yeah.
So you completely cut him off right there.
I was like, you know what? I don't have time for this. Yeah. I don't want to be treated like this. So, nuh-uh, not today.
Nuh-uh, ain't got time for that. Well, good for you for standing up for yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm sure he's kicking himself in the butt now.
I think so.
Yeah. So how have you been keeping busy during the COVID-19 outbreak?
Well, so originally back in March when everything kind of started to shut down here in BC, mm-hmm. All of my shows were obviously postponed or put on hold or canceled for the summer. So I was supposed to be singing at a bunch of festivals this summer for my first time, which was going to be huge. Mm-hmm. But anyway, since things have started to like reopen in May, a lot of my shows that were postponed have reached out to me and they wanted me to still play them. So mm-hmm. I've been doing quite a few shows in Okanagan and Kelowna, which is where I live.
Okay.
And they're all under 50 people. So they're outside, they're at wineries, they're at ciders. I'm doing a couple private events as well. And I've been keeping busy that way. I'm also working on still releasing more music this mm-hmm. year. So I have an EP that I'll be releasing, which been working on for the last year, and I'm really excited about that.
Awesome. Now, with COVID-19, what's the biggest change you've had to adjust to?
I think just not being able to go see anybody that I would like to see. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of friends that live in the States, and I have a lot of friends that live on the other side of Canada, and it's just kind of weird not being able to go anywhere and not being able, like, we can still obviously call, like, I have FaceTimed a lot of people, but mm-hmm. And then just like with the music business, obviously, not doing anything over 50 people and having to adjust to just doing live streams for those like 2 months that everything was completely closed. Like, I have never really done a lot of live streams before. So just getting comfortable with like just looking at your phone and pretending that you're still performing was very interesting.
Yeah. With everything going on, do you think this has had a permanent effect on how we enjoy music?
I'm hoping not, but I think it will be for a long time, at least till, I'm hoping till next summer. But I think that because it's such a huge impact, not just in Canada, but like across the globe, that it's going to take a very long time to get back to where we were. So I'm going to try and say it's not permanent because I like to stay positive, but I'm going to say it's going to take a while to get back to normal or whatever our normal was.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it's hard even sometimes now to look back and realize, yeah, we used to go shoulder to shoulder at concerts and, you know, the social distancing. It's crazy the effect it's having because, you know, once we get back to that, are people going to be uncomfortable in those pits being so close?
I think they will. I think it's going to take a long time to be comfortable being beside other people again.
You'll still, just out of habit, you'll still see people social distance a little bit, be like, yeah, just don't touch me. So what do you have in the works for the rest of summer, Melissa?
So I'm just doing a lot of smaller shows, as I was saying, for the rest of the summer. I'm actually still booking just mm-hmm. because everything has just kind of reopened, so they're now booking for the rest of the summer. So I have a show every weekend from now till the end of September, or like the end of August into September. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty exciting for me. And then, obviously, as I was saying, I'm going to be releasing my EP. And then, hopefully, with everything being more loosened up, I'm going to start writing again with people in person. Mm-hmm. But hopefully start recording for more singles coming up for next year, and just work on, keep on building my repertoire and my shows.
Awesome. Now, where can fans get your music?
So they're on Spotify, on mm-hmm. Apple Music, Amazon. So it's just Melissa Livingstone with an E at the end of Livingstone.
Okay.
And obviously you can search for my new single, but I do have some old stuff on there from the past couple of years. And then if they want to follow me on Instagram, it's Melissa Livingstone Music. And then I do have TikTok. I just got it. So they can follow me on TikTok.
Awesome.
And I do have Twitter as well. And Facebook, obviously.
Awesome. Melissa, I want to thank you so much for your time today. Really digging the tune. And I like it even more that there's a great story behind it. And I hope he hears it. I really hope he hears it.
I hope he does too.
Listen, when that new music comes out, please get in touch. And if everything gets back to some sort of normal and you find yourself on the East Coast, please, my studio door is always open.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time today, Melissa. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.